Good morning, everyone. I'm glad that I don't have to look to men for encouragement, because men are fickle, women are fickle, and we as humans tend to think on ourselves and not others, even though in Scripture we're told to love our neighbor as ourselves. We used to have this thing when I was coming up, the acronym Joy, Jesus, and Others in You. We're in a society where it's me, you, and then maybe Jesus. It's totally reversed. But the thoughts this morning that are present in my mind are those of the fact that these stresses that we daily have to contend with will soon be over with. They seem very real, but this earth will pass away. And we are told in Colossians 3:4 that when Christ is our life shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. One of these days the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we be ever with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. When he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:3. We can find much consolation in realizing the temporariness of this life. I'm glad that it doesn't last forever down here. I'm glad that there was angels placed with a fiery sword in front of the Garden of Eden so we wouldn't partake of the tree of life and live forever in this cursed condition. I'm very pleased about that. And also I'm very glad that we have this anticipation of what we're going to find in eternal glory with our Lord. I want to read this to you. I've entitled this, Daily Trials Will Soon Cease. Daily trials will soon cease when we reach our eternal rest, when this world shall pass away and when we're no longer in distress. With all the pain and suffering that we must endure, and in the arms of our Heavenly Father will bring boundless joy, I am sure. Daily trials will soon cease when we go home to be with Him who gave Himself a ransom and died for His people's sins. No more daily trials to plague and give us grief. We have reached eternal glory, the place of eternal relief. Daily trials will soon cease when my soul will take its flight, never again to be awakened in the middle of the night. With this pain plaguing my body and the test of this cursed earth, I praise the King of Kings for giving me new birth. Daily trials will soon cease and I won't remember the past, for my tears will all be wiped away, never again to last. Eternal joy will be my portion as I rest within his arms. Daily trials are now over. There are no more alarms. Well, I'm sure that it's going to be an indescribable joy when we come into the presence of God, our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a contrast it's going to be from this cursed earth that we're living on. Yes, God gives us many blessings while we're here, but yet we suffer with pain and sorrow and the struggles with life and family, the struggles with everything that accompanies being born in a world that is fallen in sin and shame. All of the atrocities that are committed on other humans, all of the things that we hear about and see about in the news and around us are just evidence that this world is cursed. Well, when we get to heaven, we're not going to have any of those things around us anymore. It's all going to be joy and happiness and peace and tranquility. And that I'm looking for. May God bless you this day, is my prayer.